Hi, I'm Max Peterson.
And I'm Max's dad, Kyle.
On this podcast, you'll hear amazing facts on everything and anything awesome. You'll hear our thoughts on movies, other podcasts, history of the world, animal facts, and more.
Join us on our adventure.
This is Max Facts.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Max Facts. This is episode 3. And Max, I think we need to start off today with an apology, right?
We skipped 2 weeks. We had a lot of things going on. It was a crazy two weeks, but here we are now.
Yeah, a couple weeks. Dad got really sick, completely lost his voice, like, which makes it pretty hard to do a podcast, right?
When you have a person in the podcast that doesn't have a voice.
Absolutely no voice. It was horrible. Anyway, so skip that week, and then last week was pretty rough as well. So, but we are back, and so to start with today, before we jump into our subject for today, we wanted to do a quick recap from our last episode, which, as some of you may remember, was about
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, right? And we talked a lot about book versus movie, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Behind the scenes facts and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we got lots of good responses on Facebook about who was team book and team movie.
We got a lot of movie people. I mean, we got a lot of book people, a lot of people who chose book. But we did get one person who chose movie. And that is my Uncle Monty. And we're going to play the clip now.
I loved listening to Max Facts tonight. I really enjoy the facts by Harry Potter. I have not read the books, so I have to be team movie. I've also been to Harry Potter World and drank butterbeer, so that was really yummy. Great job, Max, and his dad, check notes, Kyle. You guys did a great job.
All right, so moving on to today's subject, and this, I'm not sure whether or not to call it an actual Max fact, or if we should call it more a Max fact or fiction. So what are we going to be talking about, Max?
Bigfoot. Our goal is to just talk about some stuff on Bigfoot and maybe uncover some of the facts behind it.
Bigfoot, Sasquatches, right? So our goal is to just talk about some things that we know and maybe some things that you don't know about Bigfoot. And then let all of you kind of decide whether or not it's something that you believe in or not. Yeah.
So let's jump right in.
All right, Max. So hit us with some of your first facts or fictions about Bigfoot.
So some of you watching may call it Bigfoot, Sasquatch, but there is a lot of other regional names in different countries, states, or regions. And many regions have different names for the creature. In Canada, they call it Sasquatch, which is widely used throughout, you know, the world. And the United States uses both the terms Bigfoot and Sasquatch.
Okay, but what are some things? I know you said that you found some funny names, right? So what are some other names that maybe people have never heard of before besides Bigfoot and Sasquatch?
Okay, so in Florida, they call it Skunk Ape.
Skunk Ape?
Mm-hmm. And
Skunk Ape.
They call him Grass Man in Ohio.
Grass Man.
Folk Monster in
Arkansas.
And my all-time favorite, Woolly Booger in Virginia.
Woolly Booger.
Woolly Booger.
The people up there in Virginia call him Woolly Booger. I wonder how many Woolly Booger sightings have been found in Virginia. Woolly Booger. Interesting. Yeah. So I had no idea that other people call them different names. I just thought it was always Bigfoot or Sasquatch.
They call him Momo in Missouri or Honey Island.
Momo. Honey Island. All right. So anything else? What else do you find on Bigfoot here? Anything else interesting?
We got Thousands of people have actually seen Bigfoot with their own eyes, which is one of my dreams, to see something like that, that not a lot of people have seen, like Sasquatch or an alien sighting, or like any of those other things. It's been my dream to have seen one of those.
So what do we have to do to get you to see one of those, Max?
Maybe just go camping a lot until we find a sighting.
I think that's probably something we can do. So out here in, we're in East Texas. Have there been any sightings out here in Texas?
Actually, it's like probably in the leaderboard for sightings.
Really?
Yeah, we get a lot of sightings up here in East Texas about Bigfoot.
Because when I first think of Bigfoot, I always think of like up in the mountains. And here in Texas, there are no mountains at all.
Whatsoever.
But what do we have?
Forests. Millions on millions of acres of just forest. Mountains and forests are where people commonly find Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And Texas.
So with all that forest, he has plenty of places to hide then, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I was also watching a documentary on my tablet, and they were looking at this one place. It was about a family of Bigfoots that have been sighted. And there's just a lot of guys explaining their sights, but they did find that it was habitable for large primate creatures. You know pine cones? They have seeds in it that even humans eat, and it has a lot of protein. They also have these huge bass up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, rabbits and all the other food that primates would need to survive.
Interesting.
So, there was this also just a lot of cool sightings on there and Bigfoot stuff.
Even
so,
like a whole family of Bigfoots, or do we call them Big Feet?
Big
Feets? Bigfoots?
Maybe.
What's the plural?
Maybe talking about Bigfoot? It plural, we could use one of the other names.
Sasquatches.
Sasquatches.
Woolly boogers.
Woolly boogers.
Big old woolly boogers. Okay. Woolly boogers. So what do you think? I mean, I know we have like the typical thought of what Bigfoot looks like. What do you think he looks like?
Well, what I think and what a lot of people describe is a tall 7 to 8 foot human that's hairy and muscular with a human face, like kind of a pushed in nose, and you can see the lips.
Okay.
And a lot of sightings actually describe glowing red eyes. And a lot of people think that's just in scary movies and stuff, but it actually is a scientific thing. If you have a cat, you'd know that, because if you ever shine light against a cat's eyes, like at night,
mm-hmm.
their eyes will grow red. And other animals do that are owls, raccoons, or possums, which makes it more likely that when you see it, and if you think it's a human, but its eyes are glowing, then it's not a human, because humans don't do that, I don't think.
So what do you think then? So is Bigfoot human or animal?
I'm pretty sure he's an animal, because I did see a sighting. I don't know if it was a true story, because it was called 6 Bigfoot Scary Stories.
Mm-hmm.
But in this, when the guy first saw him, he was on all fours, and he was going buck hunting with a bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so he saw it on all fours, and he's just like, oh, it's just a huge elk. And so he went up to go get a closer look, and it stood up on all fours. And that's when he got creeped out, because he was like, another hunter? He was up there. He was thinking, I'm up here. It's maybe 3 in the morning. What other hunters would be out here in the middle of the woods off trail at 3 in the morning? So that's when he got kind of freaked out. And then he moved closer to it. And by the way, Bigfoot or whatever this creature was turned back. So he was looking at the backside of him. And so he went in to get a closer look, and it was this huge muscular beast, and he was like, what the heck is this? And then he stepped, and he saw it look back at him and dart straight into the forest. And a lot of things that I've seen is I think Bigfoot's more scared of us than we are of him, because every sighting I've listened to today, and I've listened to a lot today, they just run away when they see a human. But normally the humans are armed. Like, this guy had a bow and arrow. Some of the other people just had, like, shotguns or .22s with them. So maybe it recognizes humanized weapons. I don't know. Maybe it's smart enough for that.
I think it would make sense if it's scared of humans, right? Because then you could say that's why we're never able to really see it, right?
That's a good because explanation.
All that we have are stories.
And
some crazy videos and
pictures.
Some really pictures, right. You know, that seem to be not super focused. So if it is scared of humans or scared of weapons, like you said, then of course it would run away all the time.
Yeah, like if I was an animal and I saw a human with this gun-looking thing, I'd dart all the way out.
All right, Max, so that leads me to one of my famous jokes here, okay? So I have a pretty good one about Bigfoot. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
So why couldn't Bigfoot create a Facebook account?
Why?
Because all the pictures he wanted to upload were blurry. Man, we got to work on your fake laugh, buddy. That was... You can, you know, if it's not that funny, you don't have to try and fake laugh for me. Anyway, I thought that was a pretty good one. We don't have any clear-cut photos of Bigfoot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's what makes me skeptical. Every single video we have on him is like it was shot by a potato.
By a potato?
The quality is always so low. Why can't you just go into the woods with a super high-quality camera? Like, when people do that on TV shows, they have really good quality cameras and catch nothing. But, oh, you have a flip phone with no Wi-Fi bars, and, oh, you see Bigfoot, and you have a really good camera, you don't find anything.
Exactly. So that makes you think, well, maybe it's not real. But what then sways me kind of towards the other way is, like you said earlier, you said there's thousands of Bigfoot stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if all these people are having these encounters and telling these stories, who am I to tell them, you know, that they're wrong?
That's true.
Because some of these people feel like it was a real solid experience, and they're explaining it and telling us, and man, like, if it had happened to me and I was telling people a story, I would want people to believe me.
Yeah, like, you know? You wouldn't want people to think you're crazy.
Right. So, I don't know. I'm kind of back and forth about this. Anyway, so, where else did you learn a lot about this Bigfoot stuff, Max?
So, I'm a big fan of YouTube. I watch a lot of YouTube, and there's this one guy that I really like. It's a YouTuber called Bill's Real or Fake, and this YouTuber, like, he gets, like, unknown pictures sent into him by his fans, and he digs really deep into them to see if they're real or fake. And he has this whole Facebook team and, like, these really good, like, detectives that are, like, trained to dig deep into pictures. But sometimes he can't find them. Like, at the end, he announces the videos as real, fake, or unknown, which is the worst. He hates unknown. Because he can't get a solid smoking gun on the video he dug deep into. And so,
What does Bill think about this whole Bigfoot situation?
I watched one Bigfoot that was fake.
Mm-hmm.
And one Bigfoot that was unknown.
Interesting.
They just couldn't find a smoking gun answer no matter how deep they dug. They couldn't find a smoking gun answer.
So, Max, let me ask you, can you tell me what one of your favorite, because you've listened to a lot of stories now, and you've done a lot of reading on the subject and watching videos. What is your favorite Bigfoot story?
So, it was told by this guy, and what makes this story incredibly believable is it was told by a police officer, and so he was in the military, and the war was just over, and so he's a big fan of the outdoors and, like, hunting and stuff, and so he moved to, I can't remember where it was, but there was a lot of woods in the area and stuff like that, and so he had a friend that lived down there, too, and he was the sheriff of the town, and so he offered him a deputy sheriff job, and so he took the job and moved there. And so one day when he got off of work, he went to go take a hike off trail because it was, like, such a beautiful day and he's a, like, really good trained hiker. And so he goes out there on, like, a really steep hike and, like, it was totally off trail and he draws himself a map. And so he goes up into the woods and he's been hiking for, like, he's been hiking for 2 hours, and so his legs are burning, and so he finds this log. He sits down on the, it's a log by a creek. He splashes some water in his face. He fills up his water bottle, and he just takes a break for a little while. And he looked at the map, and he couldn't really find where he was, so he took out his compass, and it was one of those old-fashioned compasses where he had to, like, look through it. And so he looked up at a mountain, and he saw a human, and he was like, oh, wow, I'm surprised someone went off-trail so much like this, like me. And so he looked deeper into it, and he was like, that's not really a human. And he estimated it, when he was telling the story, he said he estimated it to be 6 to 8 feet tall. So he went to get a closer look, and it darted off into the woods. So he was now more curious about what he saw, and since he was a police officer and like a Navy man, like he was in the military, he went up to where it was to go track whatever this thing was. And so he went to go track it, and he went to where he think it was going, and he was like in the middle of the woods. He couldn't see anything. It was getting darker, and then he heard fast running behind him, and he was like, this thing is circling me. I was trying to track it, but it backfired, and now he's tracking me. This thing can see me, and I can't see it. And so he booked it out of the way, and he was running, and heard a crash, and he didn't think much of it until he kept walking, and he heard another crash. And he's been hiking on a lot of hiking trips and stuff, and he knew that it was very rare to hear a tree fall, and to hear two tree falls at almost a couple hours apart is close to impossible. And so he knew that it was a thing walking, and so he started running again, and he heard more crashing behind him until it stopped. It was this kind of looking trail thing, and he saw a big, big deer. Like, he didn't think this thing would be scared of anything. Like, this deer was huge. And he looked at it for a couple of seconds, and then the deer looked behind him. The face of the deer looked startled, and the deer ran faster than he's ever seen anything run. And then he knew what he looked at. The hairs on the back of his neck stood up, and he turned around slowly and saw this giant face through the trees. Like I described it, his nose was pushed in, he saw the lips, and it was a couple miles away, but he could still see 5 fingers on its hand. That means the thing was extremely huge. And that deer looked like it could fight off anything, and it darted away. And so he saw that and ran to his truck where a lot of people were there. He got into his truck and drove away. And that's the end of the story.
Wow. So it sounds like, I mean, that's a pretty descriptive story. It sounds like he got a pretty good look, if you could tell, about the face and the fingers and all that stuff. I mean,
yeah,
it's hard to automatically say, oh, that's not real, right?
Yeah, and what makes it even harder is he's a police officer.
Police officer.
Like, a police officer wouldn't go into the woods, run out, and screaming, but he actually lied. I don't see any police officers really doing that.
And with a lot of these stories, what also makes me think about it is, like, what do they have to gain from lying about it, right? It's not like they're making any money off it or anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know, buddy. You got some really good, interesting stories and some information that I hadn't heard of before. I don't know. I'll tell you what. So we were going to talk about this at the end about, you know, whether or not we believe. I'll go first before I ask you, but I'm really torn with this because there's a part of me that says, okay, we've never really, like I said, we don't have any like hardcore evidence,
no smoking gun,
photos, real videos that are clear that make us say this thing is real. This thing is alive.
Like, it's, you know, it's not a bear this time, you know?
Right. And so, since we don't have that, makes me want to say, nah, this is all a joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, there's so many stories. It's not just like people all just want to think one day, oh, I'm going to come up with a really cool Bigfoot story when I go out camping this weekend and go back and tell people. I mean, when you read these stories, when you see these videos of people, I mean, most of them seem very...
very realistic.
Real. They seem sincere about it, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. And then I also think, man, especially up in like Canada and all those areas, I mean, they have just tons of forests, tons of areas that... like, people have never, ever really been before. So how can we say that there isn't something up there? Yeah. Something up there living that maybe we've never seen before.
I can't remember where he said he was. It was either Oklahoma or Ohio. I can't remember.
Oklahoma, Ohio, huh? Anyway, so I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air about this. I have a hard time just automatically discounting the fact that, you know, Bigfoot isn't real. What do you think?
I actually think he's real. Like, we've lived on
You're sure about that?
Humans.
You feel really good about that?
Yeah. Humans have lived on this earth for years and still haven't covered any of it. Like, this, for example, 75% of the ocean we've never discovered. I think it's like maybe 20% of the mountains we've never seen. And, like, maybe I think it was 50% of the forests that no human has ever walked through. And so that also...
that in and of itself makes you think that there's areas... there's probably creatures, animals...
that science hasn't even touched a finger on.
That we have no idea about.
Yeah, science may... there may be more animals or species in this world as we think.
Wow.
Because what you think is with snakes, you have the species of snake. You have rattlesnake, titanoboa, king cobra.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, what if there's, like, a deer with three antlers that we just haven't discovered yet?
Absolutely. There's probably tons out there that we haven't even discovered yet. Very cool.
That's why I think it's real.
Wow. So Max is real. I'm...
half and half.
I'm half and half. Do I need to make a certain decision on this?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Okay. I think you do. I changed my mind.
All right. Well, if you're going to force me to make a decision here, I'm going to say... I think he's real. I think he's out there. I really do. I think there's something out there. Why would we not have all these stories about it?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, thousands... like, oh, I'm going to make up a story. And then... it triggers just a chain reaction of other people making up stories.
Mm-hmm.
That is a plausible explanation, but why? There's no, like exactly. You said, there's nothing to gain. Like, popularity, sure, but does that really matter?
Maybe some hits on YouTube, I guess, but it's not
like
they're...
does it really matter?
I don't know. And they've been talking about this for so long. It's not like this hasn't ever not been a part
and,
of...
yeah, this guy was talking about it, and it goes back all the way to, like, Columbus. You know that old guy?
I do know that old guy, Columbus.
He even saw,
I've heard
saw,
of him
like,
before. Yeah, something about 1492, I think.
Yeah, he saw Bigfoot sightings. George Washington has seen Bigfoot
sightings. George Washington? What?
Yeah, I heard about that. I read it somewhere. Like, George Washington, like, Columbus, like, all these, like, people that date back so long before someone could even make up Bigfoot have seen a creature that describes it like that.
Well, if George Washington has seen it, and Columbus, I find that hard to deny. I really do. All right, so we're both on board with it. Crazy episode, Max. It's been really fun. I missed doing this the past couple weeks.
You can, if you want to, go to our Facebook page and let us know if you believe in Bigfoot or not. And if you have had a sighting of Bigfoot before, make sure to also go to our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook and search Max Facts. And make sure to tell us your story, because we would love to hear about it and maybe feature it in the next Max Facts.
Yeah, we love these stories. So if anybody has any crazy camping stories of seeing something or anything like that, let us know about your Sasquatch sightings.
And we may feature it in the next Max Facts. So.
Absolutely.
Make sure to stay curious. We will see you guys next time.